Tonight's a special night. Normally, when we meet around this fire to tell our tales, each one of us has our own special brand of terror. Some of us tell stories of adventure. Others have tales of the macabre and grotesque. Some tell stories about real people trapped in an unreal world, or heroes searching for the truth. No two stories are alike. That's because no two of us are alike.
That's why two of us are telling the story tonight.
You're kidding. Why?
Because it's so major. It needs the best of both of us.
It's got magic.
And mayhem. It's about an evil power so strong
that it survived for centuries, waiting to rise up and spread its terror.
Excellent. What are we waiting for?
Your Honor.
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. We call this story... Tale of Cutter's Treasure.
Use this dagger in the name of all who fell to your sword, you devil.
Hello, Ian.
I warn you, others will come.
Let them.
I enjoy slicing in two. Filthy traitors like yourself!
Too much innocent blood has been spilled for this treasure.
And there will be more. I plan to guard my treasure till the day I die. Ian Keegan, longer, if need be.
And a curse upon you, Jonas Cutter. May this treasure never bring a moment's peace to your greedy soul.
And may your death be a bloody one.
You scurvy dog. I'll run you through.
So you want to come over tonight and watch TV or something?
Sure. Sounds like fun.
Check for Mrs. Gregory.
Oh, Mom, we don't need a babysitter. I'm old enough to handle things.
Oh, really? Aren't you the guy that just said you are dead, Toe Jam?
It's only for a couple of days. So be good and wish us luck.
75 miles a day, we're gonna need it.
Bye.
See ya.
Mrs. Gregory smells like fish.
Now, she's not stinking up my weekend.
Mrs. Gregory?
Down here.
Mr. Keehan? Is that you?
Yes. I'm sorry, but we decided not to go away this weekend.
Oh.
Yes, the boys are sick.
Oh, well, I'm very good at taking care of...
They've got the measles. Of course, we'll pay you anyway.
Oh, thank you. I hope they feel better soon.
Yes!
We're alone the whole weekend. What are we gonna do first?
We're not doing anything.
I thought we were a team.
We were a team. You just got cut.
Come on. You said if I helped you, I could do whatever I want.
You can. Go over to Tony's. Stay up all night. I don't care. Just keep out of my face.
You cheated. I'm telling Mom you made me lie to Mrs. Gregory.
You do, and you're dead.
Yeah? How are you gonna stop me?
Okay, Worm. What do you want?
Just wanna do something together.
Forget it. What else do you want?
There is something. This ad came in the mail yesterday.
A magic set?
Get me that set, and I'll leave you alone all weekend.
This formula is very old and very powerful. A single drop of passion potion and... Look out! Perhaps I added too much ginseng.
I don't really need a love potion.
Surely there must be something I can interest you in. Perhaps a flask of popularity potion.
No, thanks. I gotta get home and... What's that?
Oh, that. Forget it. But I do have some wonderful crystals.
Did you get a prize just for opening it?
Don't waste your time. I've tried everything. It doesn't open. Now, have you seen our vomit?
Mr. Sardo?
That's Sardo. No, mister. Accent on the... You opened it. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. I'm rich.
What's the big deal?
The man who gave me this chest said if anyone could open it, he would give me $5,000.
$5,000? I'm a collector, you see.
So what do I get for opening it?
That's all part of the deal. Whoever opens it gets to keep what's in the chest.
That's it?
Well, I didn't say it was a very good prize.
Rip, keep it.
Wait! You have to take it!
But it's garbage. And it's busted. What am I gonna do with a busted spyglass? Here, maybe you can fix it.
Cool, thanks. What do you mean? It's not busted.
Go away. really glad you came over tonight.
Me too.
Do you want something to eat?
No, thanks.
My parents are on a bike trip all weekend. Far, far away.
Yeah, you told me.
I don't suppose there's any chance we could make out.
This thing is weird. It was moving by itself.
Don't be strange.
Are you guys gonna kiss?
I'm telling you, it's busted.
It's not. It was spinning around, I swear.
Look, I'll make you a deal. You go upstairs, leave us alone, and I won't make you eat this. How's that?
That's a good deal. Good night.
Night, Max. He's cute.
A teddy bear is cute. Max is a festering sore. Now, where were we?
Maybe I am hungry.
Your problem?
Why are you sneaking up on me?
I'm not. I'm just getting some CDs. Listen to some music, or do you wanna? You're not gonna get me. No way.
I'm not lying, it was a skeleton. It must have come in through the window.
Oh, man, Sandy.
You gotta call the cops or something.
Look, you little snot. I'm tired of you messing things up all the time.
But the spyglass.
I don't care. I don't care about your stories. I don't care about your problems. I don't care about you. I hate you. Get out of my life.
you. You're the one.
Who are you?
What he wants is not what he desires.
What?
What he wants is not what he desires. Do not be fooled. Remember me words.
Waiting for the battle, lad. Are you a match for me?
Mister, accent on the dough. You're
back! Perfect!
Now kindly take the rest of this stuff so that I can collect my...
Keep it. I don't want it.
Wait! What about my 5,000?
Let him go.
But you said he had to take all
of them. The items belong to him now. He's just not ready to accept them. The boy will be back. And when he returns, send him to me.
Father's gonna be here any second. Look, pal. Ah!
I've come for the boy.
Did you really think you had a chance against me, Skipper?
Who are you?
Mr. Noise! After all these years, you're nothing more than a young pup. So be it then. look sharp, lad.
Leave my brother alone!
Take a good look, Skipper. It'll be for the last time.
I think we're gonna get dumped on.
Talk fast. What happened next?
Rush could only think of one thing to do, so he decided to...
It'll pass. Keep going.
Sorry, guys. We gotta finish next
time. Oh, man! The story was just taking off!